Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It has to be easier than this. No matter where you are in your life, no matter what you're going through or what you've gone through in the past, I'm sure at one point or another you've had to wonder, it has to be easier than this. With the start of Lent, some of you may be considering this phrase as you begin to live without this vice or that, whether it be alcohol or getting on the internet every single day or every other hour or whatever it may be, or some other thing which takes away time from the Word. It will be an uphill battle. Depending how long you have been doing whatever that vice is, whether a short time or a long time, will make the difference as to whether it will be easier or more challenging to get rid of it, to break the habit. And the best use of giving something up for Lent is not just to do it for Lent and then to stop, but for you to get rid of it entirely, so that you can have that time for devotion, to be in the Word, or to be singing hymns, or to be in prayer. On the other hand, another valuable way of being devoted for Lent is to add something to your schedule. It may be going to Wednesday night services. It might be beginning to go to adult Bible class. It might be having a devotion in the mornings or evenings of your timely schedule. And again, it will be an uphill battle. I presume that most of you, if not all of you, have a very busy schedule right now. And so to add something in will take a lot of skill and a lot of endurance, a lot of patience. Here again, the purpose of this busy season of Lent is not to just do it for Lent and then to stop, but that you might continue to do whatever that practice is. That you would continue to go to adult Bible class, that you would continue to go to the Wednesday night services or the like. Make no mistake, though, once you have begun to do that, Satan will immediately attack you for it. He will attack you with temptation after temptation. After any time of spiritual significance, Satan makes it his purpose to get in there and to challenge you. To challenge you, to try to bring you away from your faith. Complacency is the devil's tool. He wants you to feel comfortable, to take the easier route, especially when the easier route is to go against God's word and his plan for your life. These are the very temptations and trials which we heard Jesus was going through in our gospel text for this morning from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus is very familiar with the same kinds of temptations that we go through because he went through them himself. Let's take another look at our gospel text to see just how it is that Jesus was tempted as well. Now, in our gospel text, Mark records Jesus' baptism. But if you were reading this passage on your own as a personal devotion, the temptation would be there to just kind of gloss over it and not really pay much attention. After all, Mark himself only gives this a few sentences to describe all that was going on here. There's a sense of urgency, immediacy to what he is writing. In fact, he uses the term immediately twice in this passage of a total of 41 times in his gospel. There's a sense of urgency in his gospel. The first time is after Jesus is baptized. Immediately he goes out of the water and he sees the heavens open and the Spirit descending on him as a dove. The second time is after that he is immediately driven by the Spirit out to be tempted. Two immediacies, one right after the other. Now, if it had been us getting baptized, we may have desired that the spiritual joy of the moment would last. That being washed by God would last. We might have desired to be able to enjoy that moment for at least a little while before going out and being tempted. For example, if there's a time when you have a particularly good time in adult Bible class or Bible class downstairs or vacation Bible school or a church on a Sunday morning or a Wednesday evening, and you just really feel the presence of God and the peace of God and you want that to last. Or perhaps you're listening to a hymn or a contemporary song, and you really feel the peace of God and Jesus' forgiveness at that time. Or perhaps you're watching something Christian related like the Chronicles of Narnia. And after the movie's over and the credits begin to roll, you just wish that you could hold on to that and make it last forever. There's that temptation to seclude yourself from the rest of the world so that you could just hold on to that moment. And there is that temptation from Satan to seclude yourself, to not be tempted. And yet, that is what happens. That is God's will for you, that you would go out into the world to be among other sinners. Indeed, it is wanting to do the easy route, wanting to take the complacent route. It is wanting to take Satan's route that we often want to do. And make me no mistake, Satan will tempt you in these ways. That is why some Lutheran pastors make the good confession when they are baptizing either an infant or a child or an adult. And they say that when that person is baptized, they are being put directly into Satan's path. Directly into Satan's path. Because they know, just as it happened with Jesus' baptism, as soon as that happens, Satan will come and attack to try to take that faith away. The devil will not waste time in trying to tempt the person to fall away, to take the easy route, just as he did with our Lord Jesus. Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days being tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild animals and the angels were ministering to him. Did you hear that? Jesus was by himself. He was in the countryside with no one around but the Spirit and the animals. Now, you might be tempted to think at this point, well, yeah, he's Jesus, he's God. He would have no problem with that. And if he were dealing with his divine nature in its fullness, you would be right. But as it was, Jesus was dealing with that not with his divine nature, but with his human nature, meaning that he felt the temptation just as strongly as either you or I. In order for it to have been a human fulfilling, were one messed up, namely for the second Adam, Jesus, to restore what the old Adam destroyed, he had to do it as a human being. He had to do it without his divine nature. But 40 days of temptation in the wilderness while fasting, he did not sin even once. The Israelites failed time and time again and ended up wandering in the desert for 40 years, during which time they complained about not having food or water or shelter. The season of Lent is also 40 days. Have you been able to keep your Lenten devotions in years past, whether adding something to or taking something away from your schedules? Have you been able to go your entire life without sinning, to keep from groaning or complaining, without complaining about being thirsty or hungry? Are you able to let the Spirit of God guide you into temptation and rely on Him alone for your help? Or do you fail, and fail again? That, too, is why Jesus had to be human. He had to be human to restore what the old Adam had destroyed, and he had to be human to live a perfect life for you. To live a perfect life in your place. Yet at the same time, he had to be divine. He had to be God, because one human being's life would only account for one other human being's life. In order to account for the entire world of all times and all places, those to come before him, after him, and with him, he had to be God, true God. He had to be God in order to avoid falling into temptation for the sake of all who would believe in him. He had to be God so that his mission could be completed not only for every human being, but for the entire cosmos. We heard just a few minutes ago that Jesus was in the wilderness, even with the animals. Elsewhere in Scripture, it says the entire universe is groaning for the revelation of the sons of God, that we're still waiting for Jesus to come back that second time. And it doesn't say just the human beings are groaning. It says the entire cosmos, the entire world is groaning. Because even in the new heaven and the new earth, Isaiah points out that the wolf will dwell with the lamb. There will be animals in the new heavens and new earth. He had to be human and divine to be able to pay the price for sin for the entire world, so that it might become that new heaven and new earth for all of us. Even possibly for the very rocks which would have cried out if the people hadn't when he entered Jerusalem in just a few short weeks. Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." That was the truth when Jesus spoke it to his followers in Mark. That was true when Mark wrote these words for fellow believers years later. And it is still the truth today for you and I. As we go into this season of Lent, the kingdom of God is at hand. It is at hand today, but tomorrow is a question. 5 years from now is a mystery, and 10 years down the road is a blur. Now is the time to repent, not waiting complacently for it to get easier. Thanks be to God, he has given us the same spirit by which Jesus avoided the temptations and kept the true faith that we have now received at our baptism. The Spirit kept Jesus in the truth, and he will keep you in the truth of the gospel. And the truth of the gospel is for you. It doesn't matter if this is the 700th time you've heard of it, the 7th time you've heard it, or the first time you're hearing it. Jesus Christ entered into the season of Lent to go on the road to the cross of Calvary for you, to die for your sins so that you might have eternal life. We follow our Lord Jesus to his triumphant death on the cross. And yes, that can sound very foolish, a triumphant death. To the rest of the world, that sounds foolish. But to God, and in God's ways, he saw fit for what is foolish to us to be the very way in which we would be saved, by a death on the cross, the death of even his own son, Jesus, for you. We failed at works, but Jesus prevailed. We failed at sin, and Jesus has prevailed. We fail against the devil, but Jesus has prevailed. He did all of that for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.